Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them and let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It was a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get above, get engaged, and truly be part of the conversation. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with me here on the air. You know, I know there's other shows you're going to be listening to. You've chosen this one. I always jokingly say, I believe it shows me what a high IQ you got. But I do appreciate the time you listen to the show. I do appreciate the time that you're here with us, that you're asking questions. You can find a chat room at joemessina.com. Joemessina.com. I'd like to send you over to mypillow.com for a Christmas gift, but you waited too long. Inside word is that they're not going to be able to get it to her by Christmas. But she's still got some great options there. Things at MyPillow.com, promo code Joe, gets you 30 to 70% off. So if you screwed up on that Christmas gift, here's a way to redeem yourself, okay? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. And, you know, I so much appreciate the time. I don't know what to say. I appreciate the time that you're spending with me. I appreciate the time that you're spending here doing what you need to do. Getting informed. You look at guys like Brad Dacus, a genius. I mean, a true genius in the law world. And we need more like him. He's willing to help you. He's willing to fight for you. He's helped people that I personally know. So it's not kind of like make it up as you go. All right. I'll do this later on in the hour. I want to go over that Pizza Hut story again. I think that's very important. And, you know, the state, I can only speak to the state of California. They're in such a mess. They got a $68 billion budget gap. And they're still, you ready for this one? They're still discussing reparations. Got no money. Don't know what bucket you're going to get it from, but they're still discussing reparations. Now, a California lawmaker had faced huge political and financial challenges as they seriously consider reparations for black descendants of slaves. Now, Governor Newsom and legislative lawmakers, they agree there's a great historical injustice that needs to be righted. Now, the budget, the $68 billion state budget gap, could make that already daunting task of paying any reparations really tough. The voters are about to start casting primary election ballots in just a few weeks. Californians have mixed opinions about how to handle the issue. Now, Governor Newsom is actively seeks to boost his national stature, but it's not going to happen. No, really, we're just going to keep. We have got to keep up the pressure. We have to keep up and make sure that people really know what's taking place, right? What the taxes are like, what we're getting nailed with, how intrusive they are to businesses. They're nasty. They're so bad, right? In businesses. Tell you how to run your business, what you can charge, how many people you can hire, how many sick days you have to get. I mean, all kinds of crazy stuff. Right? Why we live here, some of us are just too stubborn to give up. Right? Not going to get any better. All right. The Legislative Black Caucus, though, next month plans to unveil its first handful of bills addressing recommendations the State Reparations Task Force spent years developing. Now, the group's proposals were wide-ranging, the idea of cash payments, right? That attracted the most. Oh, sure, we'll take cash. I'll take cash, too. Right? This was especially true after the task force advisors suggested Black Californians are owed hundreds of billions of dollars. Why? You weren't all born here in California. You don't all have slave ancestors. You didn't all come from Africa. Maybe we should get the money from the chief of the tribe that sold you. I don't know, I'm just saying. See what I mean? This is way too murky for them to think it's a slam dunk, and that's what they believe it is. And it's wrong. It's wrong to punish the rest of us. And don't say stuff our ancestors, because I'm the perfect example of what I'm saying. I get punished for something I had absolutely nothing to do with. My family didn't get here until the 50s. End of the 40s, early 50s. Right? Well, actually, no. Let me be correct. Yeah, end of the 40s is when my family started coming here. Right? We didn't own slaves. We were poor. We were our own slaves. Probably treated like slaves at the time. Never beaten. Right? So why do I have to? First generation of Italian descent here. Why am I paying for things that happened in America with white folks in America way back when? Help me understand. This is where they're so out of touch with reality. They just have no clue. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. You're listening to the Joe Mazzini Show.
Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
We are back. Those are your hosts. Always, you know, just a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time you spend with me. And, you know, and commenting in the chat room, you find it at JoeMessina.com, JoeMessina.com. And I appreciate your input. You know, some of them help keep me straight. Yeah, I screw it up at times. I mean, can you believe that? I screw it up from time to time. But no, in all seriousness, you know, they're talking about the crime in Chicago. And, you know, crimes are against the law in Chicago. It should be the poster child on how not to do gun laws. But you can't get them. They just won't let it sink in. All right, polls are starting to come in all over the place. People are looking to see where the American populace is, because right now, you know, you're coming up on the election season, right? Seriously. Americans think about illegal aliens, not good. And Biden's not doing well behind them, and they know it. They're getting the message. Americans are increasingly becoming both highly alarmed and greatly infuriated by the border crisis, right? And sticking it squarely on Joe Biden. You know, they want tougher action. Wow. Joe's not going to know what to do with that. He's going to tell them, that's not who we are. We don't act that way. Yeah, we do. A series of polls from various polling groups taken together show that Americans are sick and tired of law-breaking occurring on our borders. You look and see what happens. Right? Now, a Rasmussen poll, for instance, found that most people feel that the illegal alien issue is a very serious problem. They also favor, they favor the Republicans over the Democrats to handle the issue. They've always favored Republicans over Democrats to keep us safe, always. I don't know why that doesn't transfer into votes. It got me. And this poll taken at the end of November, Rasmussen found that 81% of likely voters say that the border has become a serious problem. 52% went so far as to say it is a very serious problem. Now, on the other hand, only a tiny 16% don't feel that, well, illegal immigration is no big deal. I mean, these are the same people that are in a coma. I was talking to somebody I know. I mean, people just don't get the source anymore. They don't get the information anymore. Well, they're so inundated by it, they don't know which one to believe. Now, 49% say that the Republicans are more trusted to fix the problem, while only 37% favor Democrats. 14% say, basically said they're clueless. Right? I mean, people on a terror watch list, right, that were encountered at the southern border since Joe Biden's been in office. You had 98 and 22, 169 and 23, and 30 so far coming into, hello, anybody home? Coming into December. Right? These are people on a terrorist watch list. They know how to get in. They don't. Now, those are the ones we caught. What about the ones we didn't catch? Where are they? What are they setting up to do? 51% independent voters say they favor GOP, while only a small 23% say Democrats can handle it better. I'm loving it. They should suffer for the damage they're doing, have done, and continue to do to this country. Another poll, Rasmussen found that a majority of Americans think, I'm glad they do, they think the Democrats absolutely are implementing a greater replacement of Americans by imposing millions of illegals into the country. Right? They truly believe that. Think about that. These aren't just right-wing Republican wackos. Right? These people really believe, and I told you a long time ago, when Trump started taking the average voter away from the Democrat, right? This is what Nancy Pelosi called them, what, low-information voters, low-IQ voters. Used to call them blue-collar workers. Now she called them low-information voters. That's when they knew they had to start importing other people. Had to. Because the American people were seeing what the Democrats were doing, what they had turned into. Really that simple. And that same left now said, well, this is nothing more but conspiracies put in place by the Republicans. We have nothing to do with this one. This is what Americans are seeing in their daily lives. They're seeing what's happened out there right in front of their eyeballs. They're seeing what's going on. And Newsmax noted that the Great Replacement is being implemented by globalists to change the demographics of Western countries. They've got to. They've got Europe sewn up, or like I thought they did. Now they're starting to push back there as well. They're doing it through immigration and interracial marriage, reducing the birth rates. Right? Italy saw that happen. Watch their culture start to disappear. That's what made these places great. We were all different. We had our differences. It would be, well, like the Chinese Communist Party. Everybody looks the same. Right? Anyway, in theory, you know, support, a lot of them support people like Vivek. He went on to say that the theory is not some grand right-wing conspiracy theory, but a basic statement of the Democrats' platform. The Wednesday's Rasmussen poll shows that most Americans agree with Ramaswamy. 57% agree that Democrats are implementing a replacement of Americans with illegals. These are not, I repeat, they're not reaching out to just Republicans on these polls. About 30% think it's not happening. It's just a, you know, story. Now, a poll commissioned by Fox News revealed that 67% favor deporting illegals back to their home countries. Only 28% oppose it. It's been done before. Mass deportations have been done in this country before. Look, we cannot keep letting this happen. We can't afford this. Seriously, in all sincerity. Now, deporting immigrants who are living in the United States illegally back to their homes, almost 70% of Americans favor that. I mean, come on. Here you have the American people, which you know are well divided to begin with. Just look at the voting rolls, or look at who has voted for who. The poll also found that 80% feel that Biden's border crisis is a problem, while only 20% feel it's only a minor problem. Wow. Not paying attention at all, right? Come on, seriously. It includes 34% who say it's an emergency and other 45% who say it's a major problem. People are paying attention. And Biden and the Dems are going to be in big trouble because it's not going away anytime soon. Joe Messina, your host. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Holiday travelers are headed home and they're running into some issues at airports across the country. FlightAware reporting on Tuesday around 4,200 delays and just over 100 cancellations. A new study is recommending strategies to address the risk factors associated with preventing young onset dementia. which can manifest as early as age 30. A 2021 study estimated that nearly 4 million people across the world aged 30 to 64 are affected by this condition. Critical risk factors include social isolation, low levels of vitamin D, and experiencing hearing loss. Top aides for Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu are in Washington, D.C. to meet with top Biden administration officials regarding the Israel-Hamas war. Tim Berg, USA News.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
Well, I haven't checked out the story yet, but there was a piece on the Big Bad Internet that Kamala Harris, is her daughter, is kind of, I don't know how to phrase this, showing her up, so to speak. Yeah, apparently at a press conference or in a video or what have you, whatever she was doing, she decided to flash her boobs. And whoever was watching, paying attention, or might have been paying attention. And you know, I love this. Right, you know as well as I do how Mama. I'm trying to, you know what? I'm trying to keep you from playing with my words, right? How Mama got to her position. There's no way to do that. I mean, seriously. Now, she doesn't deny it. Never has. Right? But you know there's plenty of people around that know about how she advanced in her political career. And now her daughter's looking at that. How do you tell your daughter maybe she hasn't, right? How do you tell your daughter, hey, look, don't do what I did. That wasn't good, wasn't cool, wasn't whatever. Don't do what I did. Anyway, there you go. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, truly be, you know, part of the conversation. Make sure you know what you're talking about, though. Make sure you have your ducks in a row, as we used to say in 100 years ago, right? All right. Let's move on. About Americans that they're not happy with what's going on at the border. A lot of polls coming out, you know, I mean, day by day by day, trying to find out where people are at. And when you look at these numbers, they're not good for not just Joe Biden, they're not good for the Democrats as a whole. Really, take a hard look at this. You know, the Border Protection sources reported that the record for the number of illegals encountered by agents was shattered with 12,600 in one single 24-hour period. That was December 19th. It's about ready to be broken again with almost 16,000 as they see coming up. Now, what will happen if Trump gets in? He'll shut this thing down. Really, seriously, like closing a dam door. He's done. A lot of us should be done, too. You shouldn't be allowing this to go on. I love this. I'll wait to do this story, but my God, talk about hypocritical. I wish you guys would stop sending me stories when I'm in the middle of something, because it just makes me nuts. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-733-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Be part of the conversation. It's the only way we win. Right, but I'm so glad to see people finally pushing back. You don't see it that often. You see it in our group from time to time. You know, we're called all kinds of names, blah, 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 whatever. I blow those off. I don't really care. I do not care what they have to say, because most of the time when you hear what they say, it's an ideological viewpoint. They never give you the reasons, true reasons. They never give you the reasons as to why it's legit. Their mindset is legit. It's always the touchy-feely stuff. We're not that kind of country. You mean, what do you mean, rule of laws? Yeah, we are, actually. All right, we'll move on from that. Gonna love this. Congressman Mike Johnson, a Republican from Louisiana, and current House Speaker, he's opposing reparations for slavery, citing the burden on current taxpayers for the sins of the past generations. Yeah, many agree with that. He shared his personal story of adopting an African-American son, highlighting his family's connection to slavery, with at least three direct ancestors being slaveholders. Now, Johnson said he opposed pulling money from current taxpayers for the sins of a small subset of Americans. He's right. You know, maybe we should trace back. Some of the largest slaveholders were black people. Maybe we should trace back who their offspring was, how they have benefited from their black ancestor owning slaves, and take that money and use it for reparations as well. What do you think? Bring the whole family in. You know what I'm saying? But here's the thing. They're making a big deal, right, out of him being a slave owner. Kamala Harris's family were slave owners, big slave owners. And there are others in the Democrat Party who had ancestors that were slave owners. You don't hear about it, though, do you? Why is it? Why do they get a pass on everything? It so backs up the claim, you have to admit, it so backs up the claim that it's a two-tier system. Really, right? So if his ancestors did this, tell me where he, because he's not rich at all, so where did he actually benefit by this? Right? And I say that because I actually made fun. Think about how the Democrats have really turned. They made fun of him, you know, for not being rich, for not having money. Why do I need money to be in the Senate? In the Congress? Why do I have to be? I shouldn't have to be rich. I should be from the people. Right? And again, where their mindset is at. RFK. They've turned on RFK. I can't believe it. RFK Jr. I'm sorry. They're turning on RFK Jr. He's actually had to leave the party. The party that he's been part of all his life, that he's worked with all his life, that his family has helped strengthen over the years. Right? Icons in that party. Now, I'm not Democrat. I'm whatever. But I find that also so interesting. Right? Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Hey, this group found a way to defund the police. Didn't have to work hard at it. That's right. There's a local community, a village in Clark County, suspending its police department starting on January 1st. The village is contracted with the Clark County Sheriff's Office to have a deputy patrol the village 40 hours a week. The village of South Vienna is small with a population of approximately 573 people. Now, the Clark County Sheriff can provide police functions and protection services for the village, Well, really, the Benedictines meet needs of the village because they're obviously, as you heard, they're not big. Tax base isn't big. Right, so they were able to cut back, make the changes that they needed to make. Unlike some of these bigger cities that just keep spending and spending. You know, what's wrong with saying, I can't? We can't. We don't have the money. We'd love to, but we can't make this happen anymore. What happened to that? Is that no longer okay to say? The truth is not okay to say anymore? Come on, I'm somewhat being kind of funny, but you know what I mean. You never hear, when they were asked, is there a number? When a Democrat asks, or has asked, a Democrat legislator is asked, what's the number? How much money? How many people? How many can we take in? How many should we let sleep on the streets? How many should we tap into unemployment? How many vets should we throw out? Right? No, really, I mean, think this whole thing through and help us. Because just to say we should open it up and let them all, can you imagine what would pour through here? Remember something. This isn't like a poor nation where people really don't care what goes on here. People are coming over here to take advantage of us. And I don't mean that necessarily in a negative way. They want a real job. They want to send money back. They want to take care of their family. I believe a lot of people come to take care of their families. A lot. Not all. They can't do that in their own country, apparently. They can. They don't want to. Right? 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. It just, and this stuff never stops. Just never stops because we don't stop it. We don't speak up. We don't force them to make a change. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. God. A lot more coming up after the break. You'll see the Joe Messina Show.
Healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby-Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged. Truly, right? Just truly being part of the information so you can be part of the solution, right? You know, I mean, seriously, when you seriously look at this, and you look at what's going down, right, you know that you listen to crazy stuff they put out there. You listen to the crazy stuff that the left, and you know as well as I do, they don't have the information. Right? They're throwing it out there based on what they heard somebody else say. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. This is just amazing. On December 25th, Democrat Representative Ayanna Pressley, she encouraged Americans to celebrate killing unborn babies this Christmas season. Yeah. You know, exercising your freedoms. You really believe for a second that this is what our founding fathers had in mind? You think really that what our founding fathers had in mind was to allow this kind of death and destruction to happen? Do you really think that with the Second Amendment, what they had in mind was only a small group, certain people would be allowed to have guns? Especially after what they had just fought for where they just come back from? You really believe that? You really believe the First Amendment was put in place so they wouldn't swear at police officers or whatever? Or they wouldn't yell fire in a... They figured you had a little common sense. They didn't know that the society would degrade to the level it's at now. They figured good people around would be doing something, would be opening their mouths and making something happen. To prove that she is really demonic and evil, that Democrat mouthpiece of squad member Ayanna Pressley, she encouraged Americans to celebrate the Christmas season by killing unborn babies. That's right. She said, support your local abortion fund this holiday season. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine cutting a check to Planned Parenthood or something like that, right, as a Christmas gift to celebrate the birth of a savior, the birth of the baby? Right? Just amazing. I didn't know there was such thing as abortionfunds.org. To help you find a local abortion clinic that you can give money to. Wow. An accessory after the fact, huh? No, that would be, might be. Ayanna Pressley, the people deserve a demand bold progressive change, and we won't stop until we deliver it. Now you'll stop as soon as we vote you all out. We won't stop till we have racial justice, economic justice, climate justice, health justice, reproductive justice, transit justice, gender justice, disability justice, and Buford P. justice, or T. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. Anyway, just amazing. Let's not talk about anything else. And the way to fix the economy for them is just to take all the extra money you get and give it to other people. Right? Just amazing. I'm not joking. Seriously. All the things they talk about will get us nowhere. We'll do nothing for it. Look at what they've been doing. LBJ claimed by putting, welfare and that kind of stuff in place, it hadn't helped anyone. It's made it worse. When it comes to social issues and problems, the Dems are the worst at it. I mean, in all sincerity, it doesn't help. They've never helped. Anyway. AOC. Total. If somebody's got it, send it to me because I couldn't find it again. But just not a very bright. That poor, somebody needs to tell her she's not very bright because apparently she doesn't know it. Her message for Christmas, right along Ariana's, a Christmas message, and that other guy that I played earlier, the priest, who tried to tell us that Joseph and Mary were homeless people, refugees. Not true. You know it's not true. The BC host, Pierre Thomas, he pressed Senator Lindsey Graham on the example Donald Trump is setting up by lying to children about the 2020 presidential election. During a Sunday interview on ABC's This Week program, Thomas asked Graham about the Colorado Supreme Court ruling that could bar Trump from the state's... Not going to. It just shows you how ignorant these people are to how our laws work, right? Anyway, Graham went on to say, it's not a rule, a law-based ruling. It's a political decision. It's hatred for Trump. He went on to say, the Democrats want to pack the Supreme Court, abolish the Electoral College, make D.C. and Puerto Rico a state, and nationalize elections through H.R. 1. He said the Colorado Supreme Court made a political decision, in my view. There's no constitutional basis for the decision they rendered. And that's going to be a slam dunk for the Supreme Court. They're going to turn that in a heartbeat. He went on to ask Graham about the example Trump was setting for children. He said, but Senator, I have to ask you, Thomas began. The president, former President Trump, continues to say he won the election. He claims to be an election denier proudly. Oh, God. How they have forgotten what they've done. I mean, I could do 2 hours on their election denying. 2 hours. Now, when we teach our children, when they lose something, to shake the opponent's hand and move on. Yeah, but did he really lose? Right? No, you have to ask the question because still, there are still court cases going on where you're seeing questionable actions taken by states Secretary of State on how many ballots went out, how many came in, right? People that didn't ask for one, but got one anyway. Ballots that came back with only one marking on them. Right, Joe Biden's name. How does that happen? Are you telling me you can get 30, 40,000 ballots back in that only have one person checked off on them? Really? Anyway. Graham deflected. Now, this is how they do this. He didn't deflect. He brought up a fact. Graham deflected by blaming Hillary Clinton. He says, well, you know, Hillary Clinton didn't. She had the same view. She said she was cheated. The machines cheated her. You know, people cheated her. He is not the first politician to claim that the election wasn't fair. If the President Trump puts a vision out improving security and prosperity for Americans, he'll win. If he looks back, I think he'll lose. No, I don't either. I think he can easily tie the two together. Really. Anyway, he said, we need to secure the ballot in 2020. He's right. We need to secure the ballot. We need to come up with a way. Look, it can't be. We have serial numbers on dollar bills, for God's sakes. On dollar bills. Are you telling me there's no way to tie a number to a name? There's no way to tie. I know, they're going to say, well, then we'll know what you voted for. Okay, whatever. Right? Maybe there's a way that person has their, whatever the ballot is. Right, just to make sure it got turned in by them, that they're alive, that they deserve to vote or should be able to vote. Do you know what I'm saying? 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. All right, you Californians, well, actually, everyone in the country, go out and buy a lottery ticket. Seriously. Just 1 hour ago, maybe two. California Governor Gavin Newsom said that he will not support efforts to keep Donald Trump off the state's primary ballot. I don't like Trump. Don't want anything to do with Trump. But you need to let voters decide. Now, you got to think about this. He just came through a recall. What a hypocrite he would. It probably wouldn't bother him. What a hypocrite he'd be, wouldn't he? Right, with all the crap that went down during his election. So I'm glad he agrees that the bottom line with it is that people should decide as to whether or not Donald Trump gets on the ballot or not. Should not be a court. Should not be nine unelected officials. Right? Just amazing. And Newsom, yeah, well, you come on, guys. You know this is a political move, right? I mean, really. Wake up. This is going to be the year of fighting. You're going to have to fight. It really is the only way we're going to win. You're going to have to pay attention. You're going to have to scream. You're going to have to make 100 911 calls or, you know, whatever. You know what I'm saying? When you see people doing funky things with the ballots, take as many pictures as you can. If they block, you know, we're going to have to get like they get to win, really. I mean, to show you how they play, I don't have enough time to do the whole story, but to show you how they play, Biden's Democrat, this is ABC News, Biden's Democrat challengers are hitting ballot access issues almost in every state they're running in. Right? I mean, Marianne Williamson and Dean Phillips, Cenk Uygur, they're all having trouble getting to be able to get on the ballots because the Democrat National Party is keeping them off the ballot, is pushing back on them. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Write it down. Be the first to call tomorrow. We'll be back tomorrow. God bless, guys. Thanks for being with me. Have a great rest of the day.